This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. We like to feature speakers and participants that really have a focus on getting clarity in their life, having contribution, and focusing on elevating consciousness. You are going to be so thrilled to connect with my speaker today, or my special guest, David Steele. He's been in experience in business and technology for over 30 years. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm going to jump right in here. For the past 10 years, you've been immersed in the world of LinkedIn. How is it that became your platform?
Yeah, it's interesting. I believe that technology moves much faster than business typically moves. And so I was running a large chamber of commerce, and I noticed that we really didn't get the return on our social media investment for the effort we were putting. So I set out to figure it out, and LinkedIn is really the best platform, I believe, for business. So creating that first connection for people so that if you haven't met somebody, because there's not so many chamber meetings anymore after in the evenings, or so many businesses now, whether they're services or products, their audience is not geographic as much as it used to be, right? And so LinkedIn is a really good way to find people and actually reach out and connect. So
I love that. So I find that fascinating that, you know, we look in a world where we have so much technology that some people can feel like it disconnects people, to really utilize this tool to connect on a deeper level. And one of the principles we talk about here at Spa Life is that, you know, so many people live their life by default, where they just let things happen. Mm. We really want to look at how you're designing your life. And it seems that you're able to really utilize this tool as a strategic use of LinkedIn that is deeper than others. And can you say some of the ways that you're using it?
Yeah. So first off, LinkedIn is really good as far as how you show up online. Meaning if I Google my name or your name, likely the first or second search result is your LinkedIn profile. So for most people, it's the first experience that anyone has of you if they're actually looking for you. So the first thing is just, you know, what does your persona look like and how could you make it the best that it possibly is? So that's one of the things that we focus on. And then with LinkedIn, because they know so much about everybody, it's really easy. Like, let's say I wanted to find, you know, veterinarians in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona that are larger than 20 employees and have been in business 5 years. It's super easy to target, find them, and then reach out and connect. So sort of got into using LinkedIn as a business tool for my business. And then I'm like, wow, I could do this for other people. Interesting story. Initially, I thought, well, I'll just write the training material. So I wrote a book on LinkedIn and I created the training material. And I'm like, everybody will come and they'll use that and everybody will be great. And I'll just collect my royalties and move on. All of my friends said, heck no, we don't want to do it. We want someone to do it for us. And so I created an agency to do it. Yeah.
Perfect. And is that part of the Everyone Linked?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we jumped into, you know, the business aspect of your life. You know, I know some of the things that you've brought in more meaning and harmony into your life is some of the philanthropic things that you've been involved in. Tell us a little bit more of how you got involved with, you know, Green Chamber and, you know, mm-hmm. Conscious Humanity and Greatness Foundation.
Absolutely. So I think I've been an environmentalist all my life, and it just started showing up more and more and more. And so I was volunteering. I was on the board of a local chamber of commerce. And from that chamber, we decided to form a new one focused on sustainability. So we formed first the San Diego Green Chamber of Commerce and then the U.S. Green Chamber of Commerce to teach people that you can do business and be sustainable as well, right? They weren't separate. They could be the same. And to just be a voice. And so that's how I kind of got into that. But my real passions are sustainability and then education. So I'm on the board of a new school here in my community in Encinitas, and it's called the Soul School. And they told us we would never get a charter school approved if we used that name. And it stands for School of Universal Learning.
Oh, I love that.
We want to teach kids to be the CEO of their own life and teach mindfulness and, you know, all kinds of like amazing programs. And we were successful after a lot of work in being the first charter school approved by the county in 15 years. So we're really excited, and the parents and students love it. We're just in our first year. So the first year is always challenging, but growing really quickly. So I really enjoy that.
So for, I know some people are going to be driving while they're listening to that, and they may have missed that acronym. Can you say that again for what SOL actually
is? Yeah, School of Universal Learning.
And how did you step into that?
So I think sometimes I do more nonprofit stuff than I probably should, but I can't help it. I just love it. And I'm involved with an organization for probably almost 20 years now called Conscious Humanity. And I heard this incredible person speak at a place called Agape in Los Angeles. And I just said, I have no idea what I have to do with this African sort of mystic guy, but I'm going to Africa and I'm going to go live with him and find out. And so 20 years later, we've built a hospital there. We're working on a project to build a school, but his education program is called Growing the Empowered Child. And it's about teaching a generation of children to live without fear, to live without anger, and to celebrate their uniqueness. And the belief is that we can create peace in the world if we can raise a generation of children in this way. Some of his material had matriculated to the people who started the SOL School. And so they called me and they said, hey, you're on the board of Conscious Humanity and we want you here as well. And so that's how I got involved with it. And I have two grown children, but they both spent 3 months in West Africa and Ghana going through these programs, and it was life-changing for them. So,
you know, what I think is so great is that, you know, people step into their calling. There's so many different ways that that happens. And so many times it's just a matter of saying yes to something that's presented in front of you. I mean, I don't know that you grew up saying, I'm going to lead this. I'm going to be part of this, right? It was more of just, it was saying yes to that inner voice. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. And you know, it's not like, it almost for me, it's not like I'm stepping into it. It's like, I get to do this. You know, I'm so utterly thankful to be a part of the nonprofits that I'm a part of because they're doing amazing things. The other one that I'm involved with is called the Greatness Foundation. And the Greatness Foundation does really awesome projects all around the world. So we've built about 40 homes in Ensenada for a family. If you've never been on one of these house builds, it's a life-changing experience. We go on a Friday and on Sunday evening, we give the keys to a family that didn't have a home before.
So it's building a home in a weekend?
In a weekend. Yeah, we have one coming up in a couple of weeks. It's already sold out and we're actually doing two homes. It's the first time ever in a weekend.
That's fantastic. How many people does it take to do that?
We typically bring about 30. Yeah.
That's not much when you think about, you know, what needs to happen. And
it's an incredible thing. I'll share the link to the Greatness Foundation and people can read about it, but it's really an awesome project. The other things that we're working on, the Greatness Foundation is going to be raising the money to build a school in for Conscious Humanity in West Africa. So that's a really awesome project. And currently, the Greatness Foundation, one of our projects that's really close to my heart is we're raising money for water filters, which we found some incredible water filters, and we found all of the transportation. We have everything all set up to deliver them to Puerto Rico. So we're doing our first delivery. It was about $80,000 worth of water filters, and we're raising money to do another one again. And for me, I'm just like taking up so much of my thinking because I'm like, you know, they're Americans. We just have to help them. And so I have no idea why I have such a strong calling, but I literally wake up at night going, how we need to get those water filters there. You know, it's like we just take so much for granted. And so,
well, what a blessing that, you know, the things that you are passionate about, that they're actually able to support each other because you've got Conscious Humanity and the Greatness Foundation and they're supporting and you're kind of seeing them all kind of come together. And when you look at the totality of all the different things that you're up to, I mean, so many people talk about being busy. And if anyone just even hears all the things that you're involved in, it could actually shut some people down to feel like, well, how can you do all of that? So what is it that I like to call your spa life secret where you get the most out of your day to fulfill all the things that you want to do?
You know, I think that the habits we have on a daily basis are what creates the results for the future. You know, so, you know, I try, this is somewhat random, but I noticed myself over the last few weeks going, I have to take better care of myself, my body, my fitness, everything, because I have to do more. I want to get these water filters to Puerto Rico. And I don't know how I made that like shift. Like I need to be a bigger person. Like I need to be able to step up in a bigger way. But I just feel like sometimes I get the opportunity to help in a way that is not only beneficial to somebody else, but I get so much out of it. It's, you know,
well, you know, it's like, I have to kind of hold myself back to not just be jumping up and down, because I find this to be that mindset in particular is being so exceptional. I love it because I talk so much about people having extreme self-care, that it's not selfish. It's like, it's so important to take care of yourself on such a deep level, because you can only give from the excess of after you've taken care of yourself. Because if you don't, you know, this is a marathon of support and doing your dream and doing the things you're up to. If you don't take care of yourself, that's where the people get into, you know, burnout, or they just run out of energy, or they can't sustain what it is that they're doing. So the fact that you realize that and you actually are implementing that to have that extreme self-care allows you to do so much more. So it's really important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I just think that, you know, we're blessed with so many opportunities here in the US, in California, San Diego. It's just like, I wake up and I'm just like, you know, if you ask me, one of the habits is, it's being thankful for what we have, you know, and just recognizing that, you know, there's just so much abundance out there. It's not, you know, do I have the time to do it? Of course I have the time to do it. You know, I have to be reasonable with myself. And in order to do the things that I want to do, I have to take care of myself and not overcommit myself. And I play with that edge sometimes. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, I didn't know I cared about water filters, but it's like, it just needs to happen, you know? And I felt frustrated that as a country, we weren't doing much more. And it's like, I can either just feel frustrated or I can go, you know what? It's going to make a difference to these people, you know? Yes. And maybe it's not going to solve the whole problem, but it's going to solve the problem for a lot of families.
Absolutely. Well, and I always find that so refreshing to really look at the bigger picture. I mean, I'm with you. I'm here in San Diego. I mean, we get to look at the ocean. We get to live a great life. I live in a beautiful home. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that we have to be grateful for. And from that foundation to look at, you know, how can we expand all those blessings to the people that we come in contact with? You know,
absolutely.
I really love that. And, you know, speaking of foundations, I'd love for you to, you know, share with everyone a little bit more about your Honor Foundation, because I think that's really special.
Yeah, I was super blessed. I actually got a call from one of the directors because of my experience with LinkedIn and having spoke on it and talked about it and built my whole company around it. And the Honor Foundation is this incredible organization that helps primarily Navy SEALs, but Navy SEALs and Special Forces heroes, really, that are transitioning from military life to civilian life. And that transition is really difficult. Many of these guys, especially the Navy SEALs, have never been on any social media before. And the level of discipline, the level of individuals that they are, they're the best of the very best. And that transition can be challenging. So the Honor Foundation put together a program where they bring mentors in to work with them. They bring coaches. They teach them other life skills. I get to come in and spend a day teaching them about LinkedIn, building their profiles, showing them how to reach out for jobs and positions. Most of these guys finished at the very top of their class, at the very best colleges, were all American, were, you know, making really good income in the special forces. So it's not like they're coming out into an entry-level job. And so making that transition from, you know, I flew helicopters or did, you know, did this thing or that thing.
How's this,
you know,
in the real world?
It's confusing. And so I get this opportunity to work with them. And what's interesting for me is, on a personal level, I've never really had a big calling to be in the military, but I have such a huge calling to help these heroes. And I just look at it and I'm like going, what can I do for you? Oh my God. You know, I'll interview these guys, some of them, for their profiles. And I'm just blown away by the things that they've done at a very young age. You know, they might be in their late 20s getting out and have already, you know, served multiple tours, you know, were all American in multiple sports, finished at this college, they've done so much in their life, but now it's like a whole new you know, we might make a shift in our career a little bit, but this is a real shift. And so,
absolutely. Well, I so appreciate you having a passion for this and to support our military. And because it can be scary making those transitions. And this is particularly, you know, near and dear to my heart as I transitioned from the San Diego Police, you know, department into being an entrepreneur. And it's such a different shift in focus and energy, how you go about doing things, and for you to be able to help people walk through as they shift through the different aspects of themselves and for them to honor, you know, what their path has been and to be able to express that in a world, you know, that is a great skill set that you are embarking and supporting people with. So, you know, touching back, you're welcome. You know, touching back on the LinkedIn part, you created Bitcoins and blockchain groups on LinkedIn. How did that come into the mix?
Yeah, I've been kind of a techie and somewhat of a technical nerd for a long time. So I have a lot of background in that. And many of my friends and myself have seen this, the coming technology of blockchain and what it's capable of doing to help people that have less, to help in so many different areas of life in addition to currency. And we got involved with Bitcoin, you know, a little while ago, not right at the beginning, but a little while ago. And I just think that there's just an incredible opportunity there. So I wanted to use my experience on LinkedIn to build a group to focus on how can we bring all of the thought leaders in that space together to kind of create a conversation. You know, when we talk about social media for business, my definition is finding or creating a group of like-minded individuals and then adding value, right? So I've hired some people to kind of manage the group, and we're reaching out to some of the thought leaders around the world and bring them together in that group. My partner, Mike Shcherbakov, with the founded the Greatness Foundation, has been very involved with Bitcoin. He started a group on Facebook that's incredibly active, and we do talks and kind of getting people involved in it. And so I just think that there's a huge opportunity there. And for me, it's, I see it also as an opportunity for me to be able to do the things I want to do and contribute in the world and, you know, take what abundance I have coming in and invest it in something that I think will be, you know, really beneficial in the future.
Well, I find it so fascinating that, you know, this is going to be a great conversation. I can already hear our listeners as, you know, they're driving or flipping through Facebook and going like, I never thought of being able to use LinkedIn on such a deeper level to actually be a reflection of the things I'm passionate about, the anywhere from your foundations to who you're connecting with. And I mean, I have to admit, I haven't even used my LinkedIn, you know, as a resource in that way to really expand your reach. You know, we think about business to business, but to really look at it in terms of your passions and your foundations and your giving back, I think that's a whole different level. So I'm fascinated with your use of that and the expansion of that. So I think you're going to open some people's eyes listening to this about new ways that they can use this tool.
Absolutely. Since my days with the U.S. Green Chamber, which was years ago, I've been involved with a group on LinkedIn called Board Member Connect that helps nonprofits find the best board members, right? There's so many facets, and LinkedIn is a very caring, giving organization, but there's over 2 million groups. So there's groups for everything, right? So when I wanted to reach out to benefit corporations to work with, I just joined that group, and then I could begin to connect with people that I think are like-minded in business, that I would go, yeah, it's not just that I'm helping a business, it's helping someone who's really helping a lot of people, you know, that we have things in common with. Because we all have a choice who we work with, you know, and it's not like it's just whoever will buy our product. Where LinkedIn could help you is it's like, yeah, no, this is the perfect type of customer that's going to get the most out of the service or product that I have to offer. And it's also the kind of company I want to work with, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I admire so much, you know, all the things that you're involved in and the reach that you've created. And, you know, I have to share with our audience just the accolades that you've received in this because, you know, you've built and managed this kind of technology for the city of Escondido, and you've received the prestigious Smithsonian Institute Award for Best Use of Technology in City Government. Wow. What an honor.
You know, cities are just like companies. If the city manager gets along with the city council, right? It's almost like a chairman and a board. If the city manager gets along, then the city can do a ton. And at the point in time when I came aboard with the city, that is exactly what happened. So I was there at a good time and I was able to implement a lot of great technology, actually, as we were moving from mainframes to personal computers and teaching and technology. So it was a lot of fun. I look at the nonprofit and things that I do and I'm involved in, I don't think of it as that much. You know, I get to do it. It doesn't take up all of my day, but some weeks there's more board meetings, but it's all good. I love what I do and I've always loved technology, which is why I love Bitcoins.
Right. I love it. So do you primarily work out of your home?
So it's an interesting thing. I've always believed you had to have a separation. And so I've always had an office, a nice office by the ocean. I always have to be seeing the ocean when I work. And so my entire life. And then the last quarter of last year, I'm like, I'm going to the office less and less and less. And so I just said, I'm going to try it. So I built like an amazing office. I'm so blessed to live right on the beach. And it's actually way more productive. So that story that I ran for like 3 decades didn't really matter. It's like, so I do work out of my home now. And actually I have a goal for the new year. One of my goals by July is to be completely location independent. If I want to go and spend a month in Africa working with Brother Ishmael and Conscious Humanity, that's not going to be a problem. So I have a home office, but by July, my office will be wherever this laptop is.
I love it. So one of the terms that comes to mind that was shared to me at one time about having a laptop lifestyle and to be where you need to be to do your work. And, you know, when you set up the systems and structures that support you, you can do that. And one of the things that you touched on as far as, you know, your home office and being able to see the ocean, which inspires you in your work, you know, we really look at our environments of how they can support us in doing life and doing the things we like to do. So one of the things I always like to ask my guests is that because environment does affect us and how we feel in our bedroom versus our office and kitchen, you know, all create different experiences in our life. So what is your favorite room in your home and why?
So I live in this beautiful 4-story house in Leucadia, right in front of Beacons Beach, if anyone knows where that is. And the very, very top of the house is a loft. And I turned the loft into an office. So one side is all whiteboards. And then I built a big desk that goes along the window. That's the whole length of the loft that looks at the ocean. So that's my environment. And I love it.
I can picture it.
Yeah, it's inspiring for me. And it's interesting because I could be kind of a snob about being close to the beach, but I do it by choice. And I also believe that, you know, setting up your environments for success is just so crucial. And it's motivating me. When I look out and I see the expanse of the ocean, I recognize how abundant we are, how abundant life is, you know. And if I'm near nature, nature is my connection to source. And I'm like, yeah, it's just more productive. You know, so I've had offices that weren't on the ocean before, but never again.
Right. Why? Why would you don't have to? I mean, I can relate to you, brother, because I, you know, Kai's, the restaurant is not that far from where you're at. And my mastermind meets there. And that's, you know, Cardiff in the Sea. And we have, you know, a view of the ocean for those who aren't familiar with it. And we have such a productive time. In fact, we actually incorporate walking on the beach, you know, just kind of get us into, you know, that connection with nature and getting in the vibe and really getting to connect with each other. So by the time we get to the restaurant and we're overlooking the ocean, we really expand, you know, our thoughts and conversations and our business and how we can support each other. So I love that we're on the same page about the environment and how it can really affect, you know, our experience and our connection and who we're with. So I love that so much.
The building right next to Kai's is called the Plastino Building.
Yes.
I was in that building for probably 6 years.
Oh, wow.
I loved it. My company was growing. We were literally on top of each other. So we had one little office. We outgrew it. Then we got another office. Then we got another office. And I love that building.
So good. I love it. Well, speaking of love, I know that people are going to love to want to stay in contact with you. How can they best do that?
So I have all my contact info on everyonelinked.com. And there's actually a button, I believe, on the homepage that actually goes to my scheduler. I'm one of these people that makes it easy for people to get a hold of you. So there's everyonelinked.com. And then there's the greatnessfoundation.com, which is just doing incredible things and definitely worth checking it out. And the others are pretty also, all of them are self-explanatory. Soul School is soulschool.com, I believe. And Conscious Humanity is consciushumanity.com. We just built a new website for that. But the easiest way to get a hold of me is everyonelinked.com or david@everyonelinked.com is my email.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm sure everyone's going to want to, you know, jump in on your foundations and be able to support and
look
for a way locally that they can support and do things, whether that's, you know, financially or, you know, going down and helping build a home. I mean, there's so many options to, you know, be able to help and reach out. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things, you know, for when we're in this conversation about how you're living your life and how you can balance all the things that you get to do, you know, there is a gift I like to give to our listeners called the Life Reset Quiz. And it's a way to check in with yourself and see, is your space actually supporting you to do these, you know, big things that you're doing in life, like David working, you know, from the ocean to give him that inspiration. You know, are you having that self-care? And, you know, is your mindset in a way that you can do the bigger things you're doing? So this quiz gives you a chance, you know, check in with yourself, see where you're winning, where you might need some support, and be able to plug in and step into manifesting things on a bigger level and live the life that you are here to live. So it is the LifeResetQuiz.com. Again, that is LifeResetQuiz.com to support you in that. And again, David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being part of this conversation.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
And listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.